Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Friday.
Right.
Beautiful Friday.
Oh,
48 degrees in Oshkosh, 46 in Appleton, 48 in Green Bay. Beautiful morning out there. I already did my, 5,000 steps.
Right. You know what? You can do it this weekend.
Did
you
actually, see I did that? It yesterday.
68, 70?
I did 5,000 steps yesterday.
That's not bad.
It wasn't really nice, though. It's like raining. I didn't know it was going to rain. I thought it was supposed to be really, really nice yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
So I went for a walk because I was going to do 15,000, and it's like, I don't want to catch a chill in this rain. So I called it short.
There you go. Yeah. Right, just cut it to 5,000.
Yeah.
I was here, so.
I know. I walked by you.
Oh, I told you. I sent you a text and said I was down here.
I know. I actually walked by. I didn't realize it was you, though, but I walked by the studio. And I saw people, and I didn't realize it was you doing your show. Plug your show again. I think this is important. I'm serious, Jim. I think you are starting something that's very, very cool.
I hope
with your other show.
I hope so. You know, as I've said, you know, I'm 20 years in politics, and I've always cared about the local economy, the local education, the local developments, and I just think we're missing some of that. I think the media does what they do, you know, a lot of federal stuff and state, but so we got this new program called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and we just talk about we interview the local leadership. So this Sunday we have on Rich Heidel, which was really interesting talking to him, Johnny.
Good friend of mine, Hobart.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Village president.
But so and we last week we talked to Jeff Rafton from, not Jeff, is his name Jeff? From Alloway, the president of Alloway. And so they're very similar communities, you know, 12,000, 10,000. I mean, they're both villages. They're both responsible for the public safety. And anyway, that's what, but Alloway is, you know, maybe 5 square miles.
Yeah.
They got their 12,000 people. Hobart has 10,000 people. They have 33 square miles.
Yeah.
So that's really going to be, and what Rich talked about, and that's pretty, I like the way he runs that community, and people can listen to that, but they actually buy land, 300 acres, and sell it off. I mean, they are kind of realtors.
I actually, I met with Rich a few months, probably 6 months now, maybe, because I wanted to do my veterans home type thing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but you know what? And we were talking about getting land out there, but I put all that on hold because I didn't want to compete with the small home things. That we
the tiny homes that we've
had people. I want them to get their thing done, and then I don't want people to confuse the two. I didn't want to be competitive with them. I didn't want so I put that on the shelf for now. So, but I still want to do that.
Yeah, so that's on Sundays at 1 o'clock, right? It's on here on WGBW 97.9, and it's called Lean Local. And he has done a good job, or I should say, the village of Hobart has done a good job with Rich's leadership, and they're really going to start working on commercial because to really have a community, you need the mix.
Yeah,
need both residential. You don't want to become a bedroom community.
Right.
That's
right. 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 Right.
You need.
You need some income.
And he is. And so he's looking at that. And then I had Jeff Merkus on, who has been 24 years as the
downtown
director.
Green Bay.
Yeah. So we talked about some of the things they're doing. I think people be interested to learn.
I think it's awesome, Jim. I think it's right in your wheelhouse. You know more about stuff like that than anybody in the area. I think that's perfect for you.
Thanks. Yeah, and that new development that they're having, that 240 apartments that they're building.
Yeah.
And I asked him about the Heritage Trail that you and
I
kind of supported when it started.
Right.
We worked pretty hard with Cliff Crystal and Mark Murphy. And he said, you know, that would, with this presentation, with their proposal, that would have to be relocated. I'm like, you can find a way to work around that. I'm telling you, if they want the project, they'll figure a way to
work around
it.
You tell them, okay, just so you know,
this is
a nod. Yeah.
Right, it's a non-starter. I remember when we put that
this
there.
This stays here. Have your architects design around it.
And they can.
Yeah, of course they can.
He said they can't.
They can't?
That's what he said.
That's bold crap. Oh, my God. Come on. Designers can do it. Hey, I worked on a $19 million building project in Appleton with the veterans. And you can do anything.
They can. They're paying those people a lot of money.
And so, that'd be a beautiful thing to have in front of a big building like that.
That would be one of the best neighbors you could have.
Absolutely.
Is the Heritage Trail.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
So, anyway, he was
that's ridiculous.
Saying that's got to be
real. No. Keep it there.
So, There's a couple other things I wish we would have got to.
And
but
stay there. You know what? Then hire a new developer. Hire a new architect. Hire whatever you want. There's no way that it's like, oh, my God, this can't stay here. There's one little corner. Bull crap.
Yeah, these guys want to do the project, too.
Then hire somebody else.
It's Wisconsin.
Okay, can you do it with keeping this stuff here? No? Okay, you're fired. No, who's next?
They'll find a way.
I'll find somebody.
I told them that building right across the street, they wanted to do some things. We're like, no.
Put me in charge. I'll find a designer that will make it work. Well, trust me. I've worked with a lot of them.
I just think that's the process. But to make the assumption like, yeah, you can move that. That's not a big deal. That is a big deal because of the blood, sweat, and tears that went into that.
Absolutely. That's part of Green Bay's heritage.
Right.
And you keep that damn thing there.
Right there because it's cool.
Don't move that thing 1 inch.
Well, what's cool about that? And what's another location?
No, it's not moving. No, there is no other location. It's not moving.
What's cool about that, Johnny, is that you come over the Bart Starr Bridge. That's the first, that's right. It's in that area. The other thing is that, you're very close to the starting, right? The Press Gazette, the Northland Hotel, the Bellin Building. So that's all were things that were tied to the Green Bay Packers.
You know, I'm a firm believer in keeping Green Bay heritage alive as much as humanly possible. Okay. And I didn't realize something. I actually did go for a walk yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did 5,000 steps.
Yeah, you said that.
In the rain.
I don't remember it right
now. It was rain? A deluge.
A little drizzle. Okay. All right. Whatever. Get to your. All right. What's the story?
So I'm walking by the old, on the end of Washington, when I don't know if it turned into Monroe at that, whatever, but the end here, where there's that old depot?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And that's used to be the chamber, and now it's the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation.
Yeah, I think it was Breakthrough Fuel.
Right, they were there at sure.
Yeah, yes. It's a really cool building.
Right.
And I never read the plaque there before.
What happened there with the Packers?
That's where, when the Packers used to come back, that's where they'd get on the train to go to their road games. And when they would win a game and there'd be like 5,000 fans to greet them, that's where it was. I always assumed it was at Titleton where the Donald Driver statue is.
You know what?
And I've seen pictures of it. I always assumed it was there, but it's not. It's right up here.
You know what? I've been on that tour, like when we first dedicated it. I didn't even know that. Well, that's cool.
Isn't that neat? Let's say that you learn more walking around town than anything. And there's another building. I think it's above Nino's. Is it Nino's that's right downtown here, just down the block here in Washington, right by the Meyer Theater? I think it's a restaurant or a bar. I've never really actually been to it. But you look on top, and they've got the thing on the very top, 1900, that it was built. And then there was another one, this building, that's just down the block here. And you can barely see it. You have to almost look for it because there's another building right next to it. But up there, it's painted on the brick. It's got to be 100 years old. Yeah. It says something like, eat gum, be happy. Really? So it's like, whose building was that? What was that? Was this a gum factory?
Yeah,
was this
cool.
What do they call those? Confectionaries?
Yeah, that's
confectionery
chocolate
type store. Mm-hmm. But it's like huge letters painted on the brick. That's got to be 100 years old. Easy. Yeah. Eat gum, be happy. Whose building was that? I love those little nuances in a town like Green Bay.
And we have someone coming on next week. And she's going to be on my show in a couple weeks. But this Mary Jane Herber, who is, you know her. You're a friend
Mary
of hers.
Jane's a great, Mary Jane
she
has helped me so much with writing my books in history.
More, right?
Unbelievable.
She knows the history like no one else. And she's going to come on and talk to us about the.
Got this one. Mino, pretty fired up for 6:10. I love it. We're just getting warmed up, brother. It's Friday. Look out.
But she's going to, on my show, she's going to really talk more about, the political high points that she's researched. And there's some cool things that happened with Otto Rachels, and she's going to share that with the listeners on that Lean Local. But she's going to come on our show and really talk more about just the history of Green Bay, and I'm sure she'll address the gum factory.
I would love to. I love those little types of things.
Oh, yeah, she's great at that. Yeah.
I mean, that's the heritage of Green Bay. Don't lose the heritage of Green Bay.
Right.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most unique city in the United States of America. To keep an NFL franchise, because you had that quiz the other day about the original NFL teams, and I don't think there's a single one that still has a team, right?
No,
not a single one.
It's all Akron, and they're all
right.
Gone.
Dayton, and places like
that,
and Green Bay still has it.
Yeah,
and it's probably the smallest of all those even back then.
Yeah.
And we've still got the greatest franchise in the history of sport
right
here. Don't lose any of the heritage. Keep it what it is.
Yeah, anyway, it's going to be interesting to see that back to that development. And development, you've got to have development to keep going. But
absolutely.
But the balance of keeping.
Don't take away your old heritage. Well, you know what? You want to do something. You got this empty building about 100 yards from here, the old Children's Museum.
Right.
It's ugly as hell. It's right in the middle of downtown. Knock that damn thing down and put something there.
Well, no, you got to be careful because there's parking above that.
Get rid of the parking. Let people get tickets.
No, we're not going to do that. I don't know. I'm not.
Want me to get started on that?
No. But, yeah, this radio, I hope people get tuned into this. I mean, I just really appreciate what Civic Media is doing. You know, it's been, what, it's a startup company, 2-3 years old. And, you know, for them to allow, you know, us to have this show, and this show is doing very well because it's kind of informative and it's fun, and I think people like it from 6 to 9 in the morning. But that Lean Local is a little more serious. I mean, we'll still have some fun, but it's really about the issues. I've heard this. I don't know enough about it. You're going to learn enough about it when you listen to that show. So, yeah, like I said, next week we have Brian Johnson. Now, he just got reelected as a alderman on the west side, but he's also the director of the whole Broadway district, and there's a lot of stuff going on there.
How about that new complex they're building, huh?
Yeah, I worry a little bit of who's going to be living in there. You know what I mean? Like, you want to have market rate. I mean, you have to have workforce housing, but you have to have market rate too for people, because those, they have extra money to support the restaurants and things. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk a lot about that whole new development, that park area with the kayaks, dog park.
Yeah.
That's going to be Shipyard. That'd be fun to talk about that. So, and that's quite a coup that he got the Press Gazette to vacate their building here on the east side and move over to.
Man, what could go in there? That is such a cool building.
Now that's a building that better
that
stay.
That is such a cool building, the Press Gazette building, right. And now it's vacant. And, man.
When's our lease up here?
I know, right? Let's move over there. That place is just phenomenal.
It is, and that's cool space.
And they got a parking lot.
Right, I was just going to say that. We could save ourselves how much in tickets and parking?
A lot.
So, but.
What a beautiful building that is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a classic Green Bay. And that's where, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but William Calhoun, who's, you know, in the Heritage statue
totally
plaza.
That's where he was, yeah.
That's where he sat there with a cigar
and
typed out a story on his old typewriter about, let's put a football team in Green Bay.
Let's you and I buy it. We'll lease one floor to WGBW, and then we'll get BAY out of that dive building there and have move them across the street so they got better. Right. You know, so we'll lease out the other floors. We'll have like a media center.
Jim Schmidt, developer.
I like this. He's Donald Trump Jr.
He's
are we going to go bankrupt?
No.
Six or seven times?
Put a casino in there?
We'll overvalue it and move money around.
Hey, you want to overvalue something, you come to the right guy. All right, we got a great show coming up for you today, folks. A lot of fun stuff, including live music coming up at 8:30. Stay with us. It is a Friday. It is a beautiful day. Spring is in the air. Stay with us. Mono and the Mayor, back of us. Here on a good looking Friday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, Civic Media app. Of course, today is Friday, April 12th. It is Only Child Day.
What? Okay.
Todd, you an only child?
No.
I'm the last of seven. What are you in your? What'd you have? 11?
Yeah, fourth.
Gosh. You're fourth? Wow, 11 kids.
Remember on Siblings Day, I posted the picture of me with my sisters.
Oh yeah. What am I thinking? Yeah. And did you like what I cut my comment?
Yeah, that was great.
Did you see that on his Facebook?
Let me explain the picture. So I'm very young. My sisters
and really, I really cute. And really cute sisters too.
So we're standing there by my sister's bike. So there's my two sisters, my sister Vicky, my sister Dawn. Dawn's the oldest. Dawn always had an attitude. Dawn was the one always in trouble in school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there's me, little Todd, being very sweet,
Ultra
innocent.
Boy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Perfect little brother.
Right. And I just have my hand on her bike, and she is giving me the dirtiest look in the world. And
like,
I have it in picture form for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
So what did you post?
I posted.
Some things don't change.
Hello, young man. What would you like to do when you grow up? And he goes, I want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive an hour, worry about parking tickets, babysit two mid-60-year-old overweight men.
Do all the work.
Do 98% of the work.
Carry the load.
And receive absolutely zero credit. And Todd put, I'm living the dream. that is a really cool picture, Todd. That is really cool. Today is also Hamster Day. I'm not a fan of the hamsters.
No.
It's a rodent.
It
isn't it though?
It is.
It's a rodent.
They're cool though for the teacher to bring in and kids kind of learn a little bit about them.
Mm. All right. Today is grilled cheese sandwich day. I'm a big fan of grilled cheese. And I'm a huge fan of. I gotta tell you,
what do you eat it with though?
Tomato soup,
right? That is
and chocolate milk.
Boy, that stuff hasn't changed in.
You know, I went to the store last night, and I haven't gone grocery shopping in like 3 weeks.
Dollar store,
$75 last night. No, oh, wow. No, I went to that new place that you told me about. I'd never been there before. Hy-Vee.
Well, Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fresh Market's good there too, but Hy-Vee. Okay, how was that?
It was good. It was great. I didn't know where anything was. You know, it's one of those things you wander around and wander around.
It's a big store.
I actually had to ask somebody a couple of times, hey, where's the so-and-so? But you know what I bought that I'm so excited about?
Salmon.
No. A gallon of chocolate milk in the bottle. It's Lamer's chocolate milk in the bottle.
That's good stuff. Cool.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I'm so excited about that. Somebody could have said, hey, would you like this bottle of Cuervo or this bottle of chocolate? Give me that chocolate milk in a bottle.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than chocolate milk out of a cold bottle.
Yeah.
And talk about a local business that's just continuing to do what they've always done in new ways, but Lamer's.
Lamer's.
Right?
Oh, phenomenal. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, that's cool. And that I like the fact that Hy-Vee's supporting the local because, you know, they have a lot of buying power.
Oh, so what I'm telling you, the best grilled cheese I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
About a week ago in Two Rivers.
Oh, good.
You know where Patsy's gas station is? Right across from the baseball field?
Yes.
Right there. Right in that corner. You got the park on one side, then you head towards the shoulder on the other.
Yeah.
They've got a deli there.
No kidding.
Oh. You got to go there and get one of their sandwiches.
Okay.
It is bigger than your head. It's the size of a plate. Patsy's Deli in Two Rivers is fantastic. You got to stop there sometime.
That sounds good.
That's my favorite little deli.
All right.
I'd like to run a place like that.
Yeah.
Not a sit-down place. Just run it. Just make sandwiches and pasties and cookie.
Maybe for your traveling Tuesdays or whatever you're going to call it, that might be a place you guys could
stop. That would be cool.
Right? Great idea, Todd.
Yep. We could do that.
We want to do that. Let us know, people. Let us know. But we're going to do that now in the summer. We're going to travel around on Tuesdays, Jim and I, after the show, and we're going to go to different places, and we want to stop at these little places. We want to go to, tell us about little towns.
Drive-ins.
Little places. Drive-ins. One of the first places we want to go is Oshkosh, where the people come out on the roller skates or whatever. Well, let us know, people, about little towns, little places that are kind of hidden gems.
We'll go to Kurtz's.
That'd be great.
That's a good one.
Absolutely. So,
but yeah, we'll do that. But yeah, it's got to be in our listening area.
Well,
you know what I mean? And I'm just saying.
We're not going to Wausau.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that'd be fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to
that.
Let
us know, people, please.
And we'll get that set up. And then we're going to interview the owner or customers and we'll play
I want to go to a place. I want to go to a bar that has a 78-year-old woman working behind the bar who lives upstairs, who makes the greatest old fashions ever and makes the greatest cheeseburgers and grilled onion rings you'll ever find for $6. I want those kind of places.
Kewaunee County.
Yeah, Hazel's. Kewaunee County,
there's
you're
so
right.
many places we could just drive into, and that would be fun.
I love those kind of places.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know. You know where I used to go? I used to do events. Frog Station. You ever hear of Frog Station?
Mm-mm. Where's that? No.
Like Brussels-ish? People, anybody out there know Frog Station?
But Brussels, they have that great hamburger place up there in Brussels.
Well, Joe Roar's.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. Is that Frog Station?
Somebody help me out on that. What town would Frog Station be considered?
Is that a municipality or is that just like a branded thing?
I don't know.
Huh. I never heard of it.
You know, that's what I hate about talking with you, Jim. You always ask questions I have no answers for.
But you usually make them up.
You're way too inquisitive.
Luxembourg?
Yeah, Luxembourg.
That's it.
Yeah.
It says Frog Station, Luxembourg.
Is it still open?
The old tavern located.
It's on a corner. It's right on a four-way.
I'll put that on the Tuesday list.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go up there.
All right.
That'd be fun.
The thing I remember was the pool table had a real lean to it, like you can't believe. You just hit the ball a little bit, and it would just go right into this one pocket. And the jukebox was still like a quarter.
Awesome.
For five songs.
That's cool.
If Frog Station is still open, we're going to Frog Station. Yeah. I'm just telling you that right now.
And Todd, you know, I hope you assume you're welcome to join us.
Lickety Splits Ice Cream Shop in downtown Denmark. I've never heard of that. That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
I love Denmark. I'd like to move to Denmark. I want to move to Denmark and live upstairs of a bar.
It's dangerous for you, but okay.
Why do you say that?
Frog Station, apparently, by the way, closed.
Sadly. Oh, it is?
Yep. According
Maybe
to
we
Terry.
Could reopen it.
I don't know.
You and me, Jim, think about this.
I am
we
not.
We could live upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
You never sleep through the night.
Kiss cam.
Yeah, right. No, that's one reason. But the other thing is, yeah, I never sleep through the night. I told you that. So I'd get up and you'd be sitting downstairs drinking up the profits.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know that.
Tori texted and he said, it's not open anymore. The owner passed away. But free beer when your feet were wet. I'm not sure exactly what that's
about. But it was something. It was a great place.
We would have to have some kind of, that's cool.
Wouldn't that be great for you and I to own that?
No. Nope.
Why?
Well, one thing I...
I've always wanted to own a bar. I always wanted to own a neighborhood bar.
Yeah, I think that's fun, but... I enjoy making money, and there's
would make money, Jim.
Like I said,
we'd have a perch plate on Fridays.
Oh, gee, what a unique idea!
Uh huh.
Okay, no.
Are you in?
Nope. I'll come. I'll be a customer. I'll leave good tips, and I will support you spiritually, but not financially.
You know, speaking of that, there's a big controversy up in Marquette, my old home stomping ground.
Yeah.
About this one restaurant up there, they're adding a 4% tax. And they're calling it...
I know what that is.
You know what I mean?
I do. I just read that.
Okay. It's a big controversy.
It is.
Employee tax? No,
it's something else.
Something.
I'm going to find that. I'm going to find that during the break. I read that too, and I thought, come on.
Oh, you saw
on.
That. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
That's like...
Give me a break. I mean, it's... Come on. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He said he's doing the customers kind of a favor because he's not raising prices.
Really? You think we're that dumb?
Well, I don't know. But yeah, that's a big controversy, a big story up there in Marquette. They're racing. Todd always finds anything. He's unbelievable. Today is also National Licorice Day. Black licorice only.
Yes.
I'm the biggest black. Give me, you know, on my deathbed, I want a handful of black jelly beans. Those are the greatest things in the world.
I don't know about that. My dad liked black licorice.
Oh, I love black licorice.
All right.
Quick story. Frog Station. Quick story before we go to break. So the thing was free beer when your feet were wet. And I said, I don't know what that means. The place would flood in the spring. That's what that was all about.
Keep the customers coming.
We're buying that. The building's still there, Jim. We're looking at, I need a partner. Who wants to be my business partner
Call
to
in.
Reinvent Frog Station? Let me know. I'm in. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Friday, heading into a great, great-looking weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, now's the time. Get them in there. Check out your windows. Check out your doors. And, you know, we're both in real estate, and that's one of the number one things that people look at when they go to look at a house. Doors and windows are so important, you can't believe it. Because nobody wants to buy a place and then all of a sudden have to put in the new windows and doors.
And we did, what is it, Focus on Energy? Is that the program?
Yeah.
Where they had a lot of money at this is years ago, but... they came in and they put this like huge blower and they, and it
you can see where the air is coming in and going out.
And 90% it was windows and doors were, and
that's it.
And once you replace those things, it's amazing what happens to your heat bill. So I guess air conditioning too, although I don't have air conditioning where I live in the hood.
I can't believe that you don't have air conditioning.
I don't.
You can't cause they have to tear into the walls to put in new ductwork.
And I don't want
that. But you can get those things. They're called Mitsubishis. It's a portable air conditioner you can just install on your wall, and it's air conditioning. They're not that expensive.
No, I don't care about that. I mean, it's a 110-year-old house. You really want one of those plastic Mitsubishi things hanging in your dining room?
You really want it to be 84 degrees in your living room?
It's not that hot. It just, if you keep it, no, I'm.
Okay, look, can I just say one thing that might change your mind? Can I just say one thing? Can I just say one thing?
Okay.
Do it for Milton.
Oh, right. My gosh. She's having it installed next week.
It's done. Okay.
First
get
of
over.
All,
when can you be here? Be here.
I've got...
I'm right wait. No, be here 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've got it figured out. I have air conditioning on the third floor, so it can be very, very cool up there. And then the...
You do have air conditioning on your third floor?
Yeah.
How do you have that in the third floor nowhere else?
Well, probably one of your Mitsubishi things. I don't know.
Well, you're just complaining that you wouldn't put one in.
I wouldn't put that in.
And now you've got one?
I have one on the third floor, because it can be very cool up there. And that's where we'll have dinner or something up there in the summer. I've had people up there for dinner, and that can be, you know, in the close 60s.
Okay, We had the guy on the other day.
But I wouldn't put it in the on the first or second floor because that's so historic. Okay. I wouldn't mess with that. But the third floor.
But you're okay with buying a $4,000 refrigerator, right?
Hey, you guys, I just
want to say. Why didn't you just have an old ice box? You know, the old, old ones?
No, you guys.
Which I love. Aren't those the coolest things
you guys,
ever?
Just,
I'd love to have one of those.
I just want to say something about that. Okay. And I'm right, and I just want to reemphasize. I just want to reemphasize. I told you that getting the water and not opening the fridge, that is working for me. You know, you come down, it's got the little light on, and you just put your glass there. And because when you open the fridge, it's like, oh, look. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that. So I would encourage people to buy a refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people
have. Is that what the Grignion family had when they built that house in 1915 or whoever it was? That, you know, which classic. Yeah. So you won't put an air conditioning unit in.
No way.
Because of the historical aspect of your house.
Right.
But you will put in a $4,000 modern refrigerator.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's true. Okay, moving on. What were you talking about? Oh, you're at Pella.
Pella Windows.
But I have Pella Windows, too, you know.
I know you do. But right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, but you got to do it by April 30th. Rated number one by homeowners is the window brand that stands beyond their products. They are phenomenal. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Why go anyplace else? Take ownership of your living space. Make it a place worth living. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are truly amazing.
Love them.
Yes. So let me ask you one more thing. I know you don't want, we don't talk politics on the show.
No.
We don't.
That's why I have my own show.
I know you do. And I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. What's the tenor just that you're getting about politics around this area? We had the big, election last week and the local things and everything. Is it still as, how do I put it? As black and white, you know what I mean? It's like no in between. Because I'm just going to throw this out there. Okay. And this is the only time we're going to talk national politics or anything. Is Kennedy going to be a factor?
A friend of ours.
It just seems to keep getting traction, doesn't it?
Oh, I think he's got a name and that's about
okay.
it. Okay. I just think.
And I swear, we're
huge,
not going to talk, but every time I go on Facebook, there's something about Kennedy.
Yeah.
I loved his dad. Loved John Kennedy. I had a picture of John Kennedy in my bedroom since I was like 6 years old.
He's a conspiracy theorist. He's
I know that. All I'm saying is he going to make a difference? Because I remember the days. George Wallace ran as a third party, and he got some issues.
Ross Perot.
Even
that nutjob that runs all the time. You know the
Nader.
Yeah. I mean, they take especially now, Johnny. Look how close those elections are. Look at Wisconsin.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking you that.
Yeah, those guys.
Is that
going
to be a factor?
It can be. I just think there's a huge shakeout that has to happen before. I just think we got two.
Because we're only a couple months away.
Right. I know. Two centenarians and a couple.
Okay. I just want to ask.
I don't know. I know
because I was
a
huge Kennedy. I buy every book there is of the Kennedys. I was a huge, grew up with the Kennedys. You know, Irish Catholics were Italian Catholics. We just thought they, walked on water, and then you find out what they were really like.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, and I grew up with that, and it's just funny but it's just weird that's part of that exact family that's still in politics.
But it's not because when you talk to his, we talked about sibling day yesterday. He has no support from his brothers and sisters.
Oh, does
his cousins? No.
Okay. All right.
I don't say that they know, but there's people who've been very critical of him. So.
I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that one Kennedy sister who had, mental issues. She's, Who was put into an institution.
She was here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
My dad sang there every year.
No kidding.
Every year.
Where was that?
Every year.
Was it around Green Bay?
No. Is it Coletta's? What's the name of that place? It was, I don't even know if it's still open, but it was a home. And my dad sang there every year.
No kidding.
Fundraiser.
And she was there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a sister.
Looks like she was in maybe Jefferson, Wisconsin, St. Coletta.
St. Coletta.
Where's that? Where's Jefferson?
Jefferson is down like between Madison and Milwaukee.
Okay. So, yeah. But why here? Out of all the places in the world.
So that must have been a great, great place.
Yeah.
But yes, he's talked about that all the time. Yes, she was here.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
But it'd be interesting.
I just want to throw that out to you because that's your wheelhouse. I just want to know if that's
But Sage said I can't really talk about
no, I know. I understand. I just want
I can talk about local politics all I want.
I'm just asking you a question, Jim.
So
just
ask you a question. We're going to lean local, Johnny.
Okay. So anyway, birthday-wise today, Shannon Doherty is 53. Vince Gill is 67. David Letterman is 77. Have you seen him lately with that big gray beard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed O'Neill is 78. Met him one time, Ed O'Neill.
Really?
In an airport in Chicago, as a matter of fact. He was there for something. And I talked to him about he played college football for Youngstown. And I think he played against Northern Michigan. Yes.
I met Tiny Tim in the airport in Chicago.
Oh, really?
A weird dude.
I know.
Carrying his little violin in a bag.
Got a caller. Was this a phone call, Todd? Caller? Catherine?
But it's up to you if you want to take it.
Wants to ask your thoughts on the age of the presidential candidates. Jim?
Well, she's on the phone.
Oh, Catherine. Man. Hi, Catherine.
So I'm going to be
Hi.
Hi.
Catherine, we're just going to turn this around and say, what do you think?
How are you?
I know you will. And I know you don't like to talk about politics, and that's great. I love that you don't talk politics. But it interested me to hear you talk about, you mentioned your age, and then that these guys, you know, we just need a new thing to happen, and that's going to happen in 4 years. There's going to be a 30-year-old president. We're going to have a shift.
Right.
But my dad at 90 was looking at other 90-year-olds walking by in his assisted living and saying, I don't feel that old. You don't feel your age. I know you don't. You guys are young at heart. Don't you think that even both candidates are fine as far as their age is concerned, right? I mean, you can be fine at 80.
Yes. You can. Right. And 90. Yes. I would agree with that. You're right. But not everybody at 85 has the same physical endurance and maybe mental capacity. And I don't know how we deal with that. I tell you what, Catherine, though, this is a different subject, but not really. I am all about term limits. I instituted them when I was mayor here in Green Bay, 12 years, maybe 18 years for
even
center.
The Packers have that.
They do 70.
Further executive and that is committee young. And Mark Murphy and everybody, yeah.
Johnny and I are, well, we're not 70, but we're going to be there in less than six,
maybe
7 years. So they kick them out for the Green Bay Packers, which is much less stressful than being the president of the United States. And they're like 70, you're out. And there's a lot of institutions that have that. I think they have to up that a little bit, but I hear what you're saying. I'm sure your dad could run for president and handle it, but
he could have.
But I just would like, you know what, everybody, Kennedy that we talk about. What did you like about John Kennedy? I was young.
Oh, we're really young. I mean, yeah.
So I'm saying that was one of the
attractions. I mean, it was the image that you liked.
But
yeah.
Catherine, you're right. Yeah. We're going to have a big shift, and we're going to get some, you know, 48, 45-year-old to come in and run the place. But right now, 100%. I don't know. That's a tough question because I have such respect for people who've been around.
I mean, I interviewed 150 World War II veterans, Korean War veterans that were that age when I interviewed, and they were sharp as heck. I mean, they were phenomenal. So I don't think the actual age of an individual is that big of a red flag. I think it's the individual themselves, how they, you know, how they've adapted to being older.
Right.
I mean, my brother is 81. I got a brother that's 84 and another brother that's 81. And, you know, one of my brothers goes out and kills rattlesnakes down in Arizona. And the other one, we go out to his camp and we're cutting wood and doing whatever. And he's, you know, I still can't beat him in arm wrestling. And he's 81. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't think the number is the factor.
I agree. It's sorry about that. It's both physical, though, and mental.
That's what I mean. Yes. I don't think automatically you get to a certain age, it's, it's over.
Yeah, but the Packers do that. 70 years old.
But I'm not kidding. My 81-year-old brother can still beat me in arm wrestling.
Well, that's... I'm sure a lot of 81-year-olds could beat you.
You want arm wrestle?
Not now. No.
For $100?
No, you just spent some of my money yesterday, so...
Do we need... And I'm not political at all. I have no clue on this, but don't we need somebody in a more median age to run a country?
You would think.
A median population. You know what I'm saying?
Who's more, has more in common, basically, with the
average,
general
population. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, they have an opportunity, and what do we end up with? You know, we had Nikki Haley. I don't know. And then Biden, you know, they just kept everybody at bay. But that's who we have, right? And, you know, one of these guys are going to win. And I think, unless we get this shakeup in the next month or so, but I don't know, I'm hopeful, but we'll see. I don't
know. But I'm just, I mean, it's just, and the only reason I brought that up And I said about the Kennedy thing, because all of a sudden it just seems like it's popping up more and more.
But
what I'm saying is that I grew up with the Kennedys as being like gods to our family.
Right. So you're voting for John Kennedy.
No, but
the guy that's not even close to him.
I know, but it's just kind of weird that, oh my gosh,
he's got a great
Kennedy again.
Great name.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Great name.
Okay.
But, okay. All right. What else is going on?
That's it. We're done.
So OJ's in hell.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson passed. I didn't even know he had cancer. Did you?
No.
That was really quiet. It's like out of the blue.
I was surprised by that.
Me too.
Prostate cancer, which is not, man.
I said my dad died from prostate cancer, and that's my number one thing when I go to the doctors. What are the signs or whatever? That's a bad thing.
But, you know, it's so preventable.
I know it is.
And
I know.
Pretty good health care in jail, which he spent a lot of time, not enough time. They give you those physicals and you find the polyps and it's very preventable.
I was just really surprised that took him out.
Now, I totally agree. Yeah. Had it been pancreatic cancer,
that's different.
But because you don't really have signs for that.
Right.
But I was surprised. And I don't know. I mean, that the family sent out that and they lied about so many other things. So I don't know if that's true. But
yeah.
I'm not going to miss him. You know what?
I mean, if there is a hell, I hope he's there. I'm sure he is. But I'm going to be totally honest with you on something. I don't think he solely did it.
Oh, John. Come on.
I think it was two people.
He killed two people.
I know that, but I'm just saying, so there's, I don't know. I'm just, to kill two people is, I think, hard.
I talked to a...
That one of the people doesn't run out of the place screaming and yelling, and the kids were sleeping right upstairs, and they didn't wake up. And there's something more to... I still think there's something more that needs to come out with that whole investigation. I really and truly do.
I talked to a friend of mine who was a Navy SEAL. He lives in Burgaw, North Carolina. He said the same thing. He's killed people, but he said, look, to kill two people...
Yes.
And one, they slit the artery.
Yes.
The blood that would be there. He goes,
yes.
I just think there was something else going on.
I totally agree.
I'm like, I don't know, Mike. I don't think so.
Jim, I totally agree. I do not think O.J. Simpson was the only person in that room and killed those two people and walked away. I really and truly don't.
That's step two. The first step is he killed two people.
I know, but all I'm saying is I think that investigation.
Terrible, terrible human being.
And I think that investigation was terrible.
Oh, yeah. The whole court thing was a joke.
Oh, that's a scam.
Yeah, it was. A lot of people got rich off that, including O.J.
Have you noticed how many people have died from that now?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
And some of them are together right now with him.
You know, I still think Kardashian is the person that could have said everything that happened, and he died. We got to set a quick break. I'm serious. We're going to talk about this.
Oh, great.
Oh, settle back.
And OJ's on it.
You know why, Todd? I love Todd.
You are the best.
Listen to me. If there's anybody listening out there in the radio world, anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, and needs the greatest radio producer in the history of radio, it's our man Todd right there.
Right.
He's unbelievable. He's the greatest producer in history.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
You pick up on every little thing we say, but
that's
a great intro song if you want to continue the subject on O.J. Simpson.
Highway
to Hell.
Quick poll. People.
Should be quicker than that. Jet to Hell.
People.
Wow. Jim.
I know.
You guys are fired up on
Friday.
He
is a terrible
human being. And then somebody.
I met him one time.
Here's what really hurts
He was
Ron's
a lot
sister.
Thinner than I thought when I met him.
Yeah.
I met him. You want me to tell you when I met him or not?
Not really.
You're not the slightest bit interested in knowing when I met him.
And that what really hurts Ron Goldman's sister is that there's still people that will see him and want a picture with him.
Oh.
And that guy is
the devil.
They should have given him the chair.
I agree.
And to say that he was a great football player, that's not how he should be remembered. He should be remembered as a murderer and a guy like you wouldn't like. You really think like Ed Gein? Well, let's remember him as a good construction worker. I mean, these people are bad. They're the devil on earth, and he is a terrible, terrible human being. And anybody who I just what he did, and the thing is, 150 million people watched that trial, Johnny. 150 million, that's more than the Super Bowl. And they just played the whole community. It was just lie after lie after lie. And but then he got tried with a real jury, and they found him guilty. Now, granted, it was civil and it was liable, but they're like, you're liable for these two murders. So then we owe the Goldman family $33 million. And what does he do? He lives in a mansion in Miami, and just is the most, just you just can't think a human being could be that bad. And that's him.
I agree. Okay. You know, one of the things during that trial, I think that really hurt the prosecution, is that's when the DNA type testing was in its infant stage.
Right.
And they criticized it and they weren't sure if that was really scientifically, you know, whatever. And I think that was a big factor in that. Because I remember, I still remember this interview with one of the jurors afterwards. And she goes, well, they had all that DNA mumbo jumbo. We didn't pay much attention to that. Yeah, that and nowadays, just, that's like the number one thing.
And just
disregarded it.
Crack jury, too. I mean,
well,
come on.
OJ said, he actually said to one of, I forget which book I read about this, and he said to one of his attorneys, if this jury convicts me, something's wrong. When he saw who the jury was,
right.
And he was like, oh, I'm getting off.
And Chuck, that was that whole Rodney King thing was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a terrible time in this country, and he accentuated it. He made it even more racist than it should be or ever should be. But, you know, and then the other thing is that, you know, the X's and O's on that, you can't appeal that, which is too bad. But for him to stand up and give a speech and not, and the judge wouldn't let him be cross-examined. I mean, come on.
I'm going to tell you something. If I'm ever charged with murder, when I'm charged with murder.
Wait a minute. Let me roll tape.
Yeah, when I'm charged with murder. Oh, my God.
Listen to me. If I'm up on a murder charge, okay, and if I don't take the stand and testify on my own behalf, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Totally.
Because if I was charged with murder and I didn't do it, I would be like, put me on that stand right now. Put me on the stand every day. Right. Put me on the stand. Because I didn't do this, people.
Well,
I'm a firm. If I was on a jury, this will probably keep me off jury. If I'm on a jury.
It will.
If I'm on a jury. So listen, folks. If I'm on a jury for a murder trial and the murder suspect doesn't take the stand, I'm voting guilty.
You know, I think. For them to just sit there. I kind of agree with you, but you can't. You got to go in and you.
I give you this. Cato Kaelin was in my dorm at Eau Claire in the late 70s. He was a goof. He used to have a show on Campus Station, Cato and Friends, from Terry. Wow, I didn't know he went to Eau Claire.
Another guy. Just there's so many people that were opportunists during that trial. You know, and the defense, the offense.
But do you agree with me? If a person's up for murder and they don't take the stand.
No, you don't want to say that, John, because you got to be you can't go in with those prejudices.
I would.
Well, you won't, they'll kick you off.
Okay, that's fine. But if you were up for murder and you didn't do it, you were home playing with Milton, okay, and somebody got murdered down the block and somebody said, I think the former mayor did it, and you were charged, okay, and you're in trial, would you take the stand?
I would.
Exactly. Todd?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I would. If you don't take the stand in a murder trial, I will vote you guilty every single time.
How about that nut job in South Carolina, that lawyer?
Oh, my God.
And his lawyer said to him, don't take the stand, because they knew he was
and
guilty.
And he did. And he was an idiot. Well, he was so guilty, though, of so many things. It's mind-boggling. But if you literally didn't do it, if I did it, I wouldn't take the stand. If I did it, I'm telling you, if you're up for murder, you're going to prison for the rest of your life or maybe the death penalty. And you're not going to defend yourself?
What if the lawyer said, John, we're going to win this thing. I'd get a new lawyer.
I'd be my own lawyer.
I'd be my own defense.
I would. I think I would do a good job.
Who's that? That nut job.
you use that term five times this morning.
No, the guy that killed
it
people.
It is a Friday.
Not Wayne Gacy. Ted Bundy. Did he? No. Who was their own lawyer? The guy was in law school.
Maybe Bundy.
Okay, it was Bundy. Right? He got the chair.
Who's the most evil human being in the history of America?
Dahmer.
Dahmer, too, yeah.
There's a lot of them. I mean, they're all in the same class. Like, what do you say?
Bundy did represent himself.
Okay, Bundy, right? So he was in law school, and I don't know exactly what to do, but he got the chair.
Yes, he did. Yeah, lethal or whatever.
Yeah, I think we still have the chair back. I think a couple of these guys, we should sit them in a chair.
Have you ever read about the history of the chair?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
When it doesn't work. And it's like, what smells?
Exactly. It's like they had to pull them out because it didn't work right. I know. I mean, give me a firing squad or something besides that. Holy man.
It trips a fuse right in the middle.
Right,
Gotta wait till that gets changed.
Oh, lordy.
That is. But.
That's kept me on the straight and narrow. I'm serious. The Green Mile. Remember the movie, The Green Mile?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could adopt a philosophy that if you're convicted of murder, you die the way your victim died.
Wow. Okay. I'd be okay with that. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't know if I've told this story before. I literally, instead of playing my first junior college football game, cleaned up my friend's brains off the floor of the store I worked in.
Whew. Yes. It was suicide?
No, murder.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Todd always says I should write a book.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I tell that story like you won't believe.
Nah, we'll pass on that.
Okay.
It's a family show.
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, we'll
Happy
just put
Friday
that.
Happy Friday to you.
We'll put
hey,
that.
Hey, we're putting a little spark in your day.
Oh.
Head into the weekend. Jolly note. All right. Coming up, more about the death penalty and stuff like that.
How we're going to fix crime.
That's we got really... Mark Houston coming up from Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Gary from the Land Sharks. Meet me in Margaritaville. We got Adam Lee coming awesome. Up the Grand Oshkosh. We got Christy and Dennis from the Glam Band. We've got live music from Matt Harper. We got a lot of stuff going on. Mono the Mayor, back after this.